Hello, and welcome to the Small Business University audio series. This series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandium Associates' vision of teaching small business owners how to run profitable companies. Each presentation features a different national speaker or business owner sharing dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. There really is a silver bullet when it comes to creating a very profitable service department. The golden goose is maintenance agreements. Maintenance agreements tie the customer to your company for life and produce additional service work throughout the year. Maintenance agreements also nearly guarantee that your company will be chosen when it comes time to replace or upgrade the customer's equipment. This month's presenter, Bob Peters, is well qualified to make this presentation. Bob has over 20 years' experience in the trades industry, having worked his way up through all levels of the contracting industry. He has managed companies to double-digit net profits while working for a large consolidator. Bob's expertise includes budget analysis, operations accountability, and a strong financial background, all of which benefit his many consulting clients. Maintenance agreements really are the foundation stone for profitable growth. Now, let's listen to Bob as he shares his expertise in the area of maintenance agreements.
The whys and hows of maintenance agreements. Wouldn't it be great to have supernatural powers over the natural forces that affect your business? I've often wished for a magic wand so I could change something about myself, my staff, my vendors, my competitors, my market, my customers, or even the weather. What I wouldn't give for the magic pill that would cause coworkers to accept necessary improvements when change is necessary. Over the past several years in the service business, I've seen many owners search for the magic bullet that will solve all of their problems. Unfortunately, they're searching in all the wrong places. They talk to their buddies at the parts counter and find out that things aren't any better with their business. All they hear is gloom and doom. They begin to believe the lies and stories that they've heard. They assume that their fate is somehow controlled by outside forces and that all hope is lost. You've heard about the outside forces, haven't you? I'm talking about, this economy is killing me. It's hard to find and keep good help. My vendors are putting me out of business with these prices. How can I compete with Joe Garage's charging half what I charge? I can't ask my customers to pay more than $60 an hour for service and they expect to get any business in this town. Flat rate work in my area doesn't work. My customers don't want service agreements. Why should I train my people? They'll just get smarter and leave. Well, you know what my question to this is? What if you don't train them and they stay? Where's the magic here? Is the magic formula hiding somewhere in a locked vault, totally out of reach to the rest of the service contracting world? Is it only available to those mega contractors that have enough money to hire big-time consultants and fund big-time advertising campaigns? Is the secret so hard to understand that you have to employ rocket scientists to get it all done? How can you overcome these natural forces that make your personal life miserable and your business life a disaster? Where can you turn to find the answers to these common problems? How can you build a business that will grow in value over time so that you'll have something to sell when it's time to move on to the next phase in your life? I've discovered an answer. And you know what that answer is? It's maintenance agreements. Imagine this. You wake up on January 1 and before you even get out of bed, your company has over 20,000 pre-scheduled appointments already on the books for the year. No advertising is required. No competition is involved. You don't have to pray for hot summers or cold winters. Your technicians don't worry about short weeks because there's plenty of work to do. You can plan the schedule so technicians stay in the same part of town. Accessory sales are easy because your customers trust you. You get the first look at replacement equipment opportunities. You're paid for the work in advance or on an automatic monthly basis. Your customers regularly recommend your company to others. Value at retirement. The real magic comes when it's time to cash out of your business at retirement time. The only thing that is lasting value in your business is your maintenance agreement customer list. People that buy HVAC service businesses don't care about old, used service vehicles. They don't care about obsolete stock in your warehouse. They don't care about your desks and old computer systems. They don't care about a list of names or addresses where you have installed a piece of equipment or repaired a unit 10 years ago. The only thing prospective buyers really care about is the predictable income stream associated with a strong maintenance agreement customer base. That's the magic. We have to make it happen. This dream really can come true if you decide to do what it takes to make it happen. I know several companies in our industry that are living this dream right now today. Due to their focus on maintenance agreements, they haven't suffered during those tough economic times. In fact, many of them have flourished and tell me they have had their best ever in 2009 and are looking forward to a profitable completion of 2010. These companies tell me that their maintenance agreement customers are the magic ingredients in their success formula. It makes sense when you think about it. Most people don't buy new homes when the economy tanks. When new houses aren't being bought, new houses aren't being built. When new houses aren't being built, new HVAC systems aren't being installed. Older homes have older HVAC equipment, and older HVAC equipment breaks down more often. The number one cause of HVAC system failures is the lack of regularly scheduled manufacturer-recommended maintenance. The easiest time to enroll a customer in a maintenance agreement program is when their existing system doesn't work. Regularly maintenance equipment breaks down less often, so your service agreement customers survive the extreme temperatures better. Since maintenance customers don't call as often during peak seasons, you have more capacity to take care of non-agreement customers that need service. You know, there's so many excuses out there that I hear all the time from contractors. The number one reason most contractors aren't living this dream is because they think maintenance agreements are a nightmare rather than a magical dream come true. They have all sorts of wrong ideas about the value of a maintenance agreement program, and as a result, don't actively embrace this important facet of their service business. Here are some excuses I've heard from contractors when I ask them why they don't have a strong maintenance agreement program. My customers don't need maintenance agreements. My customers don't want maintenance agreements. My technicians hate doing maintenance work. I can't afford to discount my work as an agreement benefit. I'm afraid I'll forget to perform the scheduled visits. I don't see the value when equipment has a 10-year warranty on it. I have a hard enough time just fixing equipment when it breaks. I can't keep track of which customers have service agreements and which ones don't. My competitor rips off selling maintenance agreements. Customers will abuse me if I offer no overtime charges. I won't have time for hunting and fishing if I'm busy all year long working with maintenance agreement customers. If I grow my customer base, I'll have to hire more technicians. I'll tell you, most of these excuses are pretty lame, but they're actually excuses that I've heard from owners, service managers, and service techs over the past years in this business. They're victims of a lie, and they'll go down the path of lackluster business performance as a result. When their cash-out date arrives, they'll wonder why they didn't get the big payout they were expecting for all the hard work that they invested. I'll tell you, it's really sad, but it's really true. The truth about maintenance agreements. Build your business on a strong maintenance agreement customer base, and you'll enjoy a more predictable success rate. Look at the largest and most successful businesses in your area and across the country. They rely on their strong maintenance agreement customer base for their success, not the weather. You know, sure, weather extremes enhance their business, but they don't rely on the weather to have a great year. These successful contractors have recognized the real lifetime value of a maintenance agreement customer, and they treat them accordingly. The lifetime value of a maintenance agreement customer includes annual maintenance agreement enrollment fees, plus repair fees, plus accessory sales, and add-on and replacement equipment sales over the life of the relationship with the customer. When you add it all up, you can easily see that the value of maintenance agreement customers with a single HVAC system could very easily top $10,000 over a 10-year period. If your customer base has multiple units per house or building, the numbers are even more phenomenal. Imagine having just 1,000 maintenance agreement customers. Over 10 years, that would translate into 20,000 pre-sold scheduled maintenance calls, hundreds of billable repair calls, hundreds of accessory sales, and the vast majority of these systems would be replaced in a non-competitive sales environment. The end result could be $10 million in sales over the next 10 years to a group of people who trust you and will help you grow your business for years to come. When you factor in the reduced need for advertising expense, unemployed labor time, and a non-competitive sales environment, the profitability on these sales will be terrific. Well, that's the magic of maintenance agreements. And now I just want to talk to you a little bit, why should you embrace maintenance agreements? A maintenance agreement is a foundation stone for profitable growth. A maintenance agreement customer is a true customer. They are loyal, and they will call you when they have a problem or need for equipment replacement. Reinvent the service department as a maintenance department. If you have a reasonable amount of maintenance agreements, divide your service department into two departments, service and maintenance. Appoint techs to perform the maintenance checks only. This can be a good training ground for those techs that are not up to speed and need to spend more time around the equipment, if not in a so technical area. Implement a maintenance agreement program as a great breeding ground for future replacement equipment sales. With the proper process and incentive program set up, the technician will educate the maintenance agreement customer, which will allow them to make an educated decision when it comes time to upgrade their equipment. This builds loyalty and trust with the customer. First look, less competition, last look. A maintenance agreement customer is more loyal and will allow you to be the first, if not only, company to give them a quote on service and or equipment replacement. If they're getting a couple different quotes, most likely they will let you have the last look where you can compare competitors' prices. Relationships are nurtured over time. By allowing the customer to maintain their equipment and ownership and maintenance agreement program through a perpetual agreement, your relationship continues to build stronger over time. Having maintenance agreement customers nearly guarantees demand service work. With a maintenance agreement customer knowing that they have a discount on a service repair, they most likely will call you for that service. Customers buy from people they know, like, and trust. Staying in front of your maintenance agreement customers several times per year will build and strengthen your relationship. Various discounts can be given to your agreement customers. A couple common discounts that contractors use are, number one, a percent off of the service repair, and number two would be a discount percent off of the purchase price of new equipment. There are several discount programs that you can provide. However, make sure that these discounts are accounted for in your pricing structure. It takes about 5 times more money to get new customers. We all know that the average cost of marketing to acquire a new customer can be staggering. The industry average has seen something probably around $300 to get that done. An agreement customer, being loyal as they are, will automatically call you for an equipment upgrade quote, which 85% of the time turns into a sale. This can be a powerful customer retention program. The maintenance agreement customer will actually remain a true loyal customer forever if you stay in touch with them on a regular basis. These customers will do business with you exclusively as they have that trust and rapport with your company. It's a great way to retail your service business. Accumulating agreement customers over time demonstrates a referral value and shows a presence of loyalty as well as professionalism. By offering a maintenance agreement program to new customers, this conveys a message that our company is well organized and positioned to serve the customer's best interest. Most maintenance agreement programs are designed to keep and get customers. The maintenance agreement program is positioned to allow your company to keep in contact with those customers a minimum of 4 to 5 times per year. And usually that is a couple cleanings and safety checks, 2 happy calls, and 1 seasonal company newsletter at a minimum. These programs keep customers comfortable and save them money. Through contact relationship building and doing their annual safety checks, which keeps their equipment running trouble-free and more efficient. Generating consistent cash flow is key. The maintenance agreement customer allows you to generate a more consistent cash flow by lessening the widespread peaks and troughs out of your workload as you fill in with the clean and safety checks. Agreement customers tend to be worth more to your company. It has been proven that agreement customers are worth more than a non-agreement customer. On an average, the agreement customer will spend $750 a year. Over their lifetime, it could be as high as or greater than $28,500. Agreement customers are an excellent source for replacement equipment sales, as we had mentioned earlier. You are in front of them a minimum of twice per year performing cleaning and safety checks, educating them on upgrading their equipment. Several sales and/or leads will be generated from those visits. Maintenance agreements help develop and grow your more than satisfied customer list. When you advertise or have a promotion, the first person you would market to is your agreement customer. That usually has been working well in most markets, and as out of every dollar spent on advertising, 75 cents would go to the customer base and 25 cents would go to new prospects. What better than to advertise to someone who you have a relationship with? Offering maintenance agreements demonstrates your professionalism over a period of time. It forces you to keep in front of your customer. They will recognize your professionalism, which will build a long-lasting loyalty. No more waiting on the telephone to ring. Agreement customers will be calling you to set the appointment to come out to their home to do their cleaning and safety checks, depending on how you initiate the contact. Most maintenance agreement programs are designed to keep the customers. The maintenance agreement program is positioned to allow your company to keep in contact with those customers a minimum of 4 or 5 times a year, which I had mentioned before. Improved scheduling reduces non-billable time. Having the maintenance agreement service call available will help fill a lot of voids that you have in your schedule. Promoting an agreement program will increase your company's long-term equity and value. By acquiring a large number of maintenance agreement customers, this will build lasting value and equity to your company. If there is ever a time that you would like to sell your business, this value translates into equity. You will no longer have an asset-only sale. With a large number of maintenance agreements, you'll sleep better at night and most definitely have a clearer peace of mind. Stronger customer relationships are built time and time again with maintenance agreement customers. Your profitability is improved now and at exit time. For those companies acquiring several maintenance agreement customers, it has been proven time and time again to increase their performance and company value. Offering maintenance agreements leads to the most profitable retail work, as the customer trusts your company and has had prior experience with you. It builds lasting value for current and future generations. It evens out cash flow and seasonality by scheduling maintenance agreement cleanings and safety checks each month throughout the year. They tend to generate residential income. Again, as I had mentioned, maintenance agreement customers are worth of an average of $750 a year. This is because you're in front of these guys, educating and informing them all the time. Remember, people do like to be sold, but they don't like to buy. I guess I kind of said that backwards. It's people do like to be sold, but they don't like to buy. And let me say that one more time, because I'm saying it backwards. People do not like to be sold, but they like to buy. Having several maintenance agreements gives you a tangible business asset when you're ready to sell the business. They build value, which projects a greater perceived value to a buyer. Buyers are purchasing an almost guaranteed stream of income. You are loyal to them. We are our customers in those most important pieces to our company who thrive with many maintenance agreements. Those customers are number one on our list. If several calls come in at once, those agreement customers will be at the top of our list and first to respond to. Maintenance agreement customers are more likely to refer a potential customer to you than a non-maintenance agreement one, which leads to more referrals. Residual income. Work once, get paid forever. Some companies will set up an agreement customer to pay them monthly for the service. This can be done by setting up an account where the customer gives you their credit card number and you have a monthly amount automatically debited into your checking account. Maintenance agreements are tangible assets. Let's talk a little bit now about how we can implement a maintenance agreement program. I guess we've kind of talked a little about why we should have one. First off, I just want to kind of mention again why some companies really don't want to offer maintenance agreements. They don't know how to implement a management system to keep the agreement customer separate from the standard normal customer. They do not have collateral materials. The contractor doesn't have advertising materials, contracts, and management systems to manage the program. Sales and money management issues can be a big challenge. Some contractors do not have the time or know-how to find the information to set up the incentive programs needed to continually encourage the performance of the employees to promote service agreements. They can't schedule future work properly as they do not have a regimented system to follow. Some other common contractor mistakes. Mismanaged money, spending it before it's theirs. If you receive the maintenance agreement payment in full for the year before you perform the service work, it should be set in a reserve account. Once you perform the maintenance call, then you would pay yourself out of the reserve. This process records revenue to offset the direct expense for that event, which will show your true gross margin on that call. There's no added value selling an inspection as a maintenance agreement. Some contractors do not understand the full value of maintenance agreements. When they perform a precision tune-up, they communicate this as a two-visit call to keep the equipment clean and safe. That is their idea of a maintenance agreement. No mention of the repair discount, preferred customer status, no overtime charges, and other benefits to the customer. Implementing maintenance agreements. Begin with the end in mind. Setting up a maintenance agreement program is more than just going out to perform the cleaning and safety checks. Knowing the total value of a lifetime agreement customer, which can be as high as $28,500 or more, helps set the vision for everyone to set up their expectations. Here's a major component repair example. When a technician is going out on a service call, he would first meet and greet the customer at the door and explain the method of payment, then go diagnose the problem. Once he finds out what the problem is, he would go back and sit down with the customer, show them the repair costs from his flat rate price book, and say, "Mrs. Jones, I've found that your condenser fan motor is bad. The normal repair cost today would be $249. However, if you owned one of our maintenance agreements, you could save $24.90 off of the repair price and only pay $200. If you offered a monthly payment program, that would be $14.90 per month," the technician would say. "Mrs. Jones, by purchasing our maintenance agreement today, you will save $10 off the repair and would have paid your first month's payment on the agreement. Would you agree with that? It's a great value. Which would you prefer?" In most cases, 65 to 70% of the time, the customer will purchase the maintenance agreement on the spot using this process. Of course, on a major component repair, the savings would be far greater than the prior mentioned example. If the tech condemns the equipment, then an opportunity for a sale would be in place. Major points to consider. The initial call sets the tone. How the office handles the initial call is really key. How they say what they say to the customer will set the stage for the tech and the field. Your customer care department should at least mention the program to the customer right up front. An example would be, "Mrs. Jones, would you like to save an additional 10% off of the service repair today?" When they say, "You bet, how?" then your customer care person can briefly explain the maintenance agreement program. Quite a few companies have a customer care department set up to sell maintenance agreements on the initial call. Tech sell sheets, trifold leave-behind pamphlets, door hangers, etc. For those customers that do not purchase an agreement on the first call, some companies will have their techs leave behind a service agreement all filled out with a returned address envelope. Simple is always better. Having a simple process in place for everyone to follow will help increase the efficiency in sales of agreements. It would be helpful to implement a system. Defining your maintenance agreement program. What name are you going to give it? What will you call your agreement program? Well, most guys will call it a maintenance agreement program. But there are some other names where they'll brand it separately and say, like, their Pail Club. and I prefer a common name that everyone can relate to. What are some features? What will your agreement program offer be? I usually see about 7 to 10 values that make up an agreement offering. Repair discount, preferred customer, equipment replacement discount, never an overtime charge, energy savings, fewer breakdowns, no diagnostic fee or trip charge, etc. Of course, all of these features are built into the price of the program. A checklist. When you go out on a maintenance agreement cleaning and safety check, what steps will your technicians perform? You should have a common checklist that your techs will follow when performing the clean and safety check. This way, you will be assured that the same thing is getting done on each call. This could be used as a reminder or a physical checklist that they check off and turn in with their service ticket. Some leave a copy behind with the customer for validation. Procedures. This follows suit with a checklist. There should be a tasking procedure from the time the customer calls in to set up the appointment through the completion of the clean and safety check. Procedures and processes make it much easier to manage the program to make sure that you are performing every task that is possible to keep them happy and loyal 24/7. Forms. The proper forms must be available and universally used. Forms that you would use are your agreement contract, a text sell sheet that is used to hand to the customer upon greeting that notes information about the agreement program, tasking form that the tech uses when on the site performing the maintenance agreement, cleaning, customer completion form that they approve after the work is done, a commission lead sheet form the techs fill out on each cleaning and safety check and hands it in with a service ticket. Some companies have a separate maintenance agreement service ticket that incorporates a lot of these noted items. It should be somewhat regionally customized. You can use a standard agreement form purchased from an agreement company that offers this service or design your own tailored to your company. Demonstrate value to encourage repeat visits. A couple examples would be, when doing a cleaning and a safety check on your customer equipment, give them more than they expect. Clean up the equipment and area around it cleaner than when you found it. If a light bulb is out, replace it free of charge. When coming into the home and the paper's on the front porch, pick it up and bring it in with you. Small efforts like that make a big difference and will build value and customer loyalty. Defining your maintenance agreement program. Pricing. There's a couple ways or a couple sides to doing this. You definitely should price your maintenance agreement so you achieve the proper gross profit margin. When I'm working with a contractor to price out their maintenance agreement, we use an agreement calculator to achieve this goal. I also suggest calling your competitors at least every 6 months to see what they are doing. You should always be aware of what your competitor's price is. This does not mean that if they are all priced way below you that you need to drop your price just to join the crowd. You should price accordingly to cover your overhead and have a profit left over to put into the bank. I've seen others who price their agreements at a lower margin with an attempt to capture more business, knowing that a maintenance agreement customer is worth $750 a year. Normally, maintenance agreements are priced about $5 less than their non-maintenance agreement cleanings and safety checks. So if you're charging $99 for a precision tune-up, non-maintenance agreement customer, your maintenance agreement would be $94. Of course, this is for a single piece of equipment. Double those numbers for a system. This is assuming that a system has two pieces of equipment, heat and cool. The maintenance only includes the clean and safety check. All other repairs, filters and pads changes are charged at the agreement customer discount rate. This keeps it simple and easier for you to capture any parts increases during the agreement period. Compensation plans. What I've seen over the years of working in this industry is a tech and or office staff employee would be compensated $10 to $15 for every system agreement sold. If they just sold a furnace and or an AC, then it would be half of that. I would suggest paying out the same compensation yearly upon renewal. By doing this, it keeps the morale high and creates an incentive to continually motivate the selling employee for positive performance, which generates a continual large number of agreement sales. This compensation must be built in your agreement pricing. Payment terms and processes. There are usually three ways you would allow your agreement customer to pay for the program. First would be to pay annually each year up front before the service is performed. Second would be to pay for the service when you perform the clean and safety check. And third would be monthly, when you would set up an account with your bank or credit card company to automatically debit your account each month by using a customer credit card or draft check. We have found that 30 to 35% of the agreement customers, on an average, will pay by the month. Loyalty programs. There are a few companies who promote loyalty programs. As an example, for every year that the customer is on their maintenance agreement program, they award them with some type of incentive. One of the most common incentive plans that I see frequently used is a point system where they assign each agreement customer 50 points for every continuous year that they have been on board. Each point converts into a dollar. The customer can use these points to purchase any service, accessory, or equipment from the company. Again, this should be built into your customer cost structure. Renewal process. Over the years, I've seen all the hard work that's involved in renewing the maintenance agreement customer contract. Calling, sending out letters, postcard tracking, tracking down customers, etc. I would suggest not to offer contracts that have a renewal period attached. Go with a perpetual agreement. They automatically renew each year. The customer will never have to ask to renew their agreement again. It will go on and on until they write you a letter 30 days in advance to terminate the agreement. When you're ready to raise your price, just send out a card or a letter letting them know that effectively on that date that their agreement price will change from A to Z. Usually you would give them a 30-day notice. A lot of companies are starting to use this process. This really saves a ton of administrative time. Terms and conditions. I would suggest not to have your agreement saturated with terms and conditions. The more the customer has to read and comprehend, the less they are willing to approve the agreement. Keep it simple, straightforward, and list what you are offering. Usually a small cancellation statement notes how to proceed if that is what the case is. Make agreements a great value for the customer. It should be your goal to have every customer that you work for on an agreement. Have a plan in place with your employees to promote the agreement sale and for it to be the top of mind at all times. Your culture of your business should be revolving around the agreement customer process. When all your employees are on board with the program, you will see a continual sales increase. Position the right people in the right seats on the bus. Marketing your maintenance agreement program. All marketing should take place after all your employees have been completely trained on the maintenance agreement program. It is key that they understand the everyday value an agreement customer brings to the table. Your employees should all be saying the same thing and dancing to the same tune. A solid vision coming from the top, being continually reinforced, is a must. It has been noted that successful companies always market first to their customer base. Whenever you're doing an advertising campaign, as I mentioned before, again, 75 cents out of every dollar should be directed towards your non-maintenance agreement customer. The other 25 cents can be spent for new customer business growth. Your greatest asset is your employee. They should all own a maintenance agreement. Have a point system in place to allow them to earn points to save for the agreement. The agreement should not only be sold to the employee at a discounted rate, but they should, I think, probably pay the full retail rate, but it's purely up to you. They should pay the same rate as the customer, I think. Some companies use their employees' equipment as a tech training ground as well. Logos. If you'd like to brand your agreement program different from your company name, you could create a separate logo for the program. However, this is not done a lot. Here are some marketing items that you should hand out or have ready to market with. You should have flyers available to hand out, door hangers to hang, postcards to send out randomly when needed, coupons in the phone book, let's say, presentation tools. Put the maintenance agreement customer at the top of your priority list. Focus on good value. Talk about them all the time. Who should sell maintenance agreements? It would be a good idea if you let everybody or every employee sell a maintenance agreement. Open it up to everyone that would like to be involved. Incentivize them all the same. Usually those are the positioned best to sell maintenance agreements are call takers, dispatchers, service technicians, sales reps are probably the key people that sell them. But if you can open it up to everybody that are willing to sell, I think that would be great. And make sure everybody has business cards with some kind of information on the back about your agreement program. When to sell agreements? Well, when the customer calls in for the first time to set an appointment for a clean and safety check or service call, I think is probably the best time. This is a great time to confront the service repair customer with a phrase like, "Would you be interested in saving 10% on the service call?" This always is a good lead-in to a maintenance agreement explanation. Another great opportunity is when the service tech is on a repair or tune-up call. If your office staff does their job and mentions the proper program on every opportunity, it usually is pretty easy for the tech out in the field to sell the program. Offer immediate benefits. Have a list available of the benefits that your agreement provides to the customer. You may have several benefits, but only speak about the ones that have the most value at first to encourage their participation. How to manage your maintenance agreement program. When you have it all put together, you should have a common process and/or program to manage the complete cycle of the maintenance agreement customer, from inception through completion. Your personnel need continual education. Developing maintenance technicians to handle just tune-ups in their own division would probably be a good idea once you have enough maintenance agreement PTUs to perform. Supplies and material readily available so you can be the most efficient on every call. Customer information database. Have a database especially for your agreement customers if you can do that. Scheduling maintenance visits. You should have a systematic approach to this process. Far too many times I've seen contractors leave behind agreement customer cleanings and safety checks. They either forget to contact them or cancel the appointment for some reason or another and miss their tune-up and safety check appointment. In my eyes, this is a sin and is not acceptable. It is evident that these contractors do not have the value of the agreement customer at the top of their mind. Customer satisfaction verification. It makes good practice to have a customer behind, a leave behind, or some type of quick survey card that they can fill out and send back to the office to rate how the cleaning and safety check went along. It may take or make good sense to have a bulk rate permit stamp on the card or put your own stamp on it if you will be assured that it will be sent back. Dispatching service technicians is key to the efficiency and profitability of the call. Grouping calls in like areas will allow you to perform more clean and safety checks in one day, generating more revenue. Collecting payment, all residential service work should be COD. Make sure that the office validates this with the customer on every call, along with calling ahead, letting them know that the tech is on the way. The tech should validate the method of payment with the customer as well at the meet and greet step before doing the repair or cleaning. This will assure you of a 95% or higher COD collection rate. Tracking results. What doesn't get measured usually doesn't get accomplished. A good tracking program of agreement sales, commissions paid, tech cleanings, and manpower loading is critical to the overall performance of the program. Agreement success tips. Forms should make themselves marketable, marketable, marketable. Your form should be clearly designed to promote your program with little or no effort. Technician training should be ongoing, as I had mentioned before. And all employees should own an agreement, as I had mentioned earlier. A maintenance reporting process is key for a well-managed program. Maintenance agreements can be the lifeblood of your business. In order to enhance the agreement program, a company must have a process in place. A process is simply a certain method of doing something. Everyone in the company is expected to do it that way. Not having well thought through and tested processes is a common failure of many companies. It is management's job to determine how it wants things done, document those decisions as processes, and thoroughly train the employees while empowering them at the same time to implement. Allow the employees to function without micromanaging them. Manage change one at a time, establishing priorities. There's a website that I would like you to go look at when you have a minute. This site will introduce you to a complete maintenance agreement service solution that will manage and market your maintenance agreement program. It has several training videos and marketing materials with an excellent agreement tracking program. It will call and send out emails to your customers automatically to prompt them to call you to set up their cleaning and safety check appointment. It does the same to remind the customer a couple days ahead of time to validate the appointment date that was made. It emails the customer after the service has been completed, thanking them for their business. If you're truly serious about your maintenance agreement program, or you're just starting one out, this site is a must-review. Write this website down. The website is www.servicefrequency.com. Again, that's www.servicefrequency.com. Click on a video camera at the top of the homepage and watch the 5-minute orientation video. It's a great program to look at. If you're interested, it's very easy to get involved with. It's Service Frequency. Well, I'd like to leave you with a saying from Charles Swindoll on attitude. This has been a favorite of mine over the years. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes, than what other people think, say, or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, or a home. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I'm convinced that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and I hope you've taken away some helpful ideas to make your maintenance agreement program more profitable and valuable to you and your customer.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each presentation. Please feel free to give us a call with your comments. The Small Business University audio series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, please give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Or check out our website, www.grandyassociates.com. Until next time, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.